IRS Local News. I'm Christian Adams. City Councilwoman Kate Burke has penned a new, controversial ordinance concerning the homeless population. This proposal, which has yet to make it to the City Council, is Spokane's version of the, quote, homeless Bill of Rights. A few changes made by the ordinance would make harassment or intimidation of people resting or setting up non-intrusive shelters illegal, requiring the city to be financially responsible if they dispose of someone's belongings, and requiring restrooms and hygiene facilities to be open and available for use. Phil Tyler, candidate for City Council President and a controversial figure himself, having been accused of 3 counts of violence against his former wives, says, quote, I think that it pits our law enforcement against our citizens. I think that there are solutions to our issues that are here in Spokane. We just need to bring those parties to the table and not craft legislation unilaterally. City Council President Ben Stuckert, who is running for Spokane City Mayor, said he doesn't believe the council will support the ordinance. Quote, we should be focused on solutions one by one, not an ordinance that undermines current laws on the books. Speaking of the Spokane City Council, Councilman Mike Fagan has announced a plan to run for council president. Quote, my focus as your District 1 council member has been to represent people, families, and businesses in Spokane. I did not go to office to drastically change the face, character, and unique values of our great city, he said in a press release Tuesday morning. In other news, Spokane Transit has won $53.4 million in federal money for its Central City line. This means that the project is now fully funded. The line will be a fixed route, similar to a streetcar. The bus will run on rubber tires, but will stop at fixed stations along the route, which goes from Brown's Addition to Spokane Community College. Spokane Transit plans on having the line up and running by 2021. In our next story, a recent survey finds most Americans are unprepared to cover a financial emergency from their own savings. Here is Eric Tegedoff of the Washington News Service with more.
Saving and knowing how to handle your money is the theme for April. This month is Youth Savings Month, Financial Literacy Month, and Credit Union Month. A recent Bankrate study highlights how unprepared most Americans are for a financial emergency, finding that only 40% of respondents could pay an unexpected bill of $1,000 from their savings. Len Hyder with the Northwest Credit Union Association says this reinforces the importance of having a savings account.
Investing in your workplace's 401k is smart and it's very important, but also having some savings that you can gain access to if you need it or that you can use to reach a goal such as college or even vacation and other short-term goals is also really important.
Other Bankrate survey respondents say they would have to pay off the bill over time, spend less on other things, or borrow from family or friends. 30% of people say either they or an immediate family member have experienced at least one unexpected major expense in the past year. Hyder says credit unions aren't always recognized for the interest rates they're able to offer on savings accounts, but notes that many Northwest credit unions can offer competitive rates. She credits their not-for-profit structure, meaning credit unions' earnings aren't invested in stockholders.
Credit unions are more likely than for-profit financial institutions to be able to offer you an attractive interest rate on your savings, and some of them even pay interest on your checking account.
4.3 million Washingtonians are members of a credit union. Hyder says folks can find a credit union near them at yourmoneyfurther.com. For Washington News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
You've been listening to KYRS Local News at 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. KYRS Local News receives support from Eastern Washington University's Get Lit Festival, April 22nd through 28th. The 21st annual festival includes craft classes, poetry slams, readings, and more. Details online at getlitfestival.org. KYRS Local News has seen support today from The Kitchen at Second Harvest, offering a special cooking class featuring Chef Lawrence Zerodi of Fleur de Sol, cooking up delicious seasonal dishes perfect for the springtime. April 10th at The Kitchen at Second Harvest. Information and registration online at secondharvestkitchen.org. KYRS Local News receives support from Atticus Coffee and Gifts, 222 North Howard Street in downtown Spokane, near the carousel and just down the block from their other store, Blue Radley's. KYRS Local News theme music is from bensound.com. To send us news tips or comment on our show, our email is news@kyrs.org.